one thing you said was that stress keeps you alive. Can you just evolve on that? Because a lot of people fear stress, actually.
No, man, stress is great. Yeah, when you, I mean, when you first wake up in the morning, you get this surge of cortisol and all the stuff that makes you like get up and go, and you want to attack the day, and you drink some caffeine, and you're like, hoorah, you go get after it. Like every time you take a breath in, that's activating more of that sympathetic side of the nervous system. Sympathetic is like notorious for that kind of like fight flight thing, but fight flight. That's a great thing to have access to that. That's every time, you know, you're playing basketball and there's, you know, 10 seconds left in the game and you got to get a point. Like, you want that. Yeah. You know, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. The issue comes when you're chronically stuck on either side of the spectrum. If you're chronically stuck in, like, flaccid relaxation monk dude, that's a bummer too. Nobody wants to hang out with that guy. Like, you want to be able to have that pendulum swing, woo, all the way to the left and then all the way to the right. And you don't want to get stuck in any one part. Ideally, you can kind of cruise control right smack dab in the middle, and then you have access, full access to left and right, up, down, in, out, you know, whichever direction the pendulum wants to go. But you live in that, you know, my everything is called a line. You know, your pendulum is aligned down the middle, so you have full balance to explore any part of the swing you want.
It's so cool. When you say that, I'm just thinking martial artist.
Of course. Because it's, yeah, that's like, what it is. Your center of gravity. You want to find your balance point, your center of gravity in a wide variety of positions. So when you're training with an opponent, you're like trying to throw them, like a hip throw or something like that. If they're not directly on top of your hip and you're not able to drive down into the ground in that center point, you won't get any leverage on them. You know, so anytime you're throwing a punch, throwing a kick, grappling, that's what you're doing. You're processing these millions of bits of information every second to find your center of gravity. And the person that has a greater like catalog of awareness through all those different positions to rapidly find their center of gravity will crush you.
Yeah. No, it's so interesting, like, because you go into, like, you're doing this interesting workouts, or you're doing like hard things in life, that makes you also urge for being quiet, right? For relaxing.
Totally. Yeah.
So it's like, I love that. And
we're always trying to protect ourselves. We're always insulating ourselves from anything that's challenging. Yeah. You know, so right now this room is kind of cold for me, actually. Yeah. Which is from like a hermetic perspective is kind of cool in a sense, because it's making my body have to start to auto-regulate and figure out, like, okay, cold room. Yeah. It's kind of a bummer because it's cooled by an air conditioner that's deionizing the air and kind of making the air like a little bit like less electric for you to breathe. So it's kind of like toxic air. It's probably going through some, you know, filtration system, which again, it's just like, we don't want to filter everything. Like, you want to, you know, Shinrin Yoku nature bathing. Like, you want all that. It's a Japanese word. You want to go out in nature.
Mean?
It means nature bathing. Shinrin. Okay. I'd imagine that's what it means. That's what all the books
say
it means.
Shinri.
Shinrin Yoku. Yeah. You know, so you want raw. You want to breathe in full, robust, raw nature.
Yeah.
As you sterilize things, it's like, you know, water, you want minerals in water. You know, you want that water to pass through all the crevices and go through and collect all the sediments and the minerals so that when it arrives to you, you're getting like a full mineral cocktail. Instead, what we do, we would rather just sterilize everything, and we have like this super filtration system. It's like nothing, you know, it's just pure water. You're like, no, like you, like it's, you yeah. want the stuff. You want to take a nice breath in and get the various different in the nature bathing, like the phytoncides is like a something that's emitted from the plants. It's good for your immune system and such. Like, you want to breathe all that stuff in.
Yeah.
You just want to breathe the right stuff in. You don't want to sterilize everything. You do the same thing with bacterial soap and such. It destroys your skin biome. You don't want that shit.